Do you get pushback on price or being told that your product is too expensive? It's probably because you're not using the understanding of pricing psychology when positioning yourself in the market. I'm going to teach you how to apply pricing psychology to make sure that you're charging what you're worth and avoiding price pushback from your clients. First thing to understand is price and money thinking is not logical. So the way people think about money is completely emotional. Now, let me give you a story as an example. Imagine I went to the Apple store to buy a new iPhone, and it was going to cost $1,000 to get a brand new iPhone. And the guy at the counter tells me, he says, hey, listen, it's $1,000 here, but if you drive a mile down the road, you can save $10 and you can get it for $990. I would tell him it's a complete waste of time. And I would buy the $1,000 iPhone and go about the rest of my life. Now, let's say I go the next day to buy a new t-shirt from my favorite store. And I go to the store and the t-shirt is $20. And the guy says, hey, listen, this shirt's $20. I saw the exact same shirt a mile down the road for $10. There's a really good chance that I'm gonna leave the store, drive a mile down the road to buy the cheaper shirt for $10. Now, when you think about that, when you hear that story, it sounds like it makes sense. But in reality, in both instances, I'm only saving $10. And my bank account will only see a difference in $10 savings. Now, why would I drive a mile down the road to save $10 on a t-shirt, but not an iPhone? The reason is because it's not about the $10, it is what the $10 is relative to. $10 relative to $1,000 feels like nothing. $10 relative to $20 feels massive. All of this is to make a point that the way you position your price and talk about money is completely illogical. And when you understand that, you can learn the little tips and tricks to make sure that you don't get price pushback and people never tell you that you're too expensive again. So the first tactic that you can apply with pricing psychology is an idea of using precise price points versus round prices. So there was a really interesting study that was done in the real estate market, and I'm going to use general numbers here, but they compared a house that was listed at $494,962. Versus a house, the exact same house listed at $500,000. And what they found was these two houses, the $494,000 house that was listed with a very precise number, actually sold for way more based on, you know, a price negotiation than the $500,000 house. And in fact, the $500,000 house sold for $500 or slightly less on average. Now, why is that? It's because for some reason, we generally associate precise pricing with having a reason for that cost. $500,000 seems like a made up, like they probably just listed it at that out of convenience. Who knows if it's really worth that? But when you put a really precise price on your product, it triggers this idea of, well, there must be a really specific reason they did 494,962 instead of 500. And it's the same idea of putting, you know, listing your price as like 992 versus $10. All of these are illustrations of using precision pricing and very specific, not round numbers can elevate the perceived value of your product in the fitness industry. So instead of selling a $400 membership, the perceived value will actually be better if you sell a $408 membership, because they're gonna think there must be a specific reason it's 408 and not 400. And in their minds, they will perceive that as higher value and you'll get more people to buy because of it. So the next pricing psychology tactic that you can apply is by reducing the number of options the more likely they are to buy. So there's an idea in psychology called the paradox of choice. And what the paradox of choice states is that the more options that are presented, the less likely they are to make a decision at all. So think of going to like a really fancy restaurant when there's a fixed menu and only like one or two options to choose from every course. This is very much along those same lines. compared to a diner that's got a million options and a 12-page menu. We associate value with limited options because in people's minds, they believe that if this is all they offer, this must be what they're absolutely best at. And if we give too many options, like you could do 1 day a week large group, 1 day a week small group, 1 day a week athletes or nutrition, and bundle all these things together, it becomes too overwhelming and it actually decreases the perceived value in the prospect's head. So identify the price point that you want to sell the absolute most of. And when you present a price sheet, you should have no more than four options at all. Anything more than four options is going to fall into an overwhelming paradox of choice. People are more likely to take that price sheet home and tell you they'll give you a decision later. So less choices is going to get you more people to buy in the moment. You can also use the less choices option to do what's called a prescriptive sale and not have a price sheet at all. So generally, we save the price sheet for the last resort if people just really push for it. But typically in our sales approach, we want to get to know exactly what they need from us. And we want to prescribe the membership with maybe one or two options that they could sign up for. This is going to be another way to reduce the options that you offer and give them exactly what they need. So pricing tactic number three is to reduce the footprint that your price shows up on your price sheet or wherever it is displayed. So people conflate size with increased value. So think about the ways that you could write out the price of your product. Let's say you're selling a $395 gym membership. So the first way that you could write this out is 395 period 00. Another way that you could write it out is $395, or you could do the whole $395.00. The size and the amount of real estate and digits that it takes up people are gonna conflate that with more expensive. And they're gonna see that as more weight and money coming out of their pocket, even though it's the exact same number. Again, completely illogical. If you have a high price option, what you want to do is shrink the digits and make the price take up as little real estate as possible. So whenever possible, you want to remove the dollar sign and you want to remove the cents added and remove that period so that you just offer the amount of dollars without anything else. The more you can do that, the better people are going to view the amount of money spent and the smaller it's going to feel in their pocket. Now, even better to take this further is if you ever run a discount. So for example, when we launch a new gym, we do a really big founding members discount. I want people to feel the size of this discount. And you can do that. You can generate the emotion of how big that discount feels by using this tactic. By having the original price be fully written out with the dollar sign, maybe you add the cents and the 00 in there, and then you have the discounted price in smaller font with none of that stuff, it's gonna provide the illusion of a much bigger drop-off from big original cost to small discounted cost. All of this is going to make people feel like the cost is a lot less, even for the same price. Now, the last pricing tip that I'm going to give you guys is what's called price anchoring. And I'm going to share with you a story. So I tested this on my team of 12 people, and the results were amazing. So the idea of price anchoring centers around this. And it's the fact that when we see numbers, we typically calibrate everything else in the world around that number. What does that mean? So what it means is if I see a really big number, even if it's completely unrelated, like a phone number, a social security number, a number of Instagram followers, preceded by a price, as long as this number is bigger than I saw first, the price is going to seem a lot smaller because I'm calibrating the weight and emotion of this number off of the big one. Now, let me give you an example of this. So I did a test with my employees. I had 12 staff members that went through this questioning. I asked my employees one question and I framed it in two different ways. So the question I asked was, what is the average temperature of San Francisco? So, silly question, has nothing to do with gyms or pricing or anything. Now, I asked my other group of employees, I said, what is the average temperature of San Francisco? Is it higher or lower than 500 degrees? And make your guess. The exact same question, what is the average temperature of San Francisco? One framing was where I dropped a high number anchor. Again, complete illogical, weird question to ask. But the results were amazing. So the group that I asked what the average temperature was with no anchor gave me the answer of 70 degrees. Now the group that I dropped the high anchor, they obviously all said it was lower than 500, but the answers were all 85 degrees or somewhere around there. So think about that. It's about a 20% increase above the original answer of 70 degrees. When you translate this into a price anchor, you can use this idea of high anchors to change people's perception of your price, even as much as 20 to 50%. Now, how do we use that? So all of our price sheets will start at the very top with a very big number that is the first thing that they see. And all the research in price anchoring shows the number they see and they're exposed to doesn't even have to do with price. It can be any giant number. And what they're going to do is they're going to calibrate the price off of that number completely subconsciously. Typically on my price sheet, what I'll do is I'll say 5,000 members have come to our gym and seen amazing results. Here's our price of $400. Subconsciously, they're going to see 5,000 and they're going to see the number 400 and they're going to say, wow, that seems a lot smaller than 5,000, right? If I did it the opposite way, and I put our lowest membership is $10 a month, here's your option of 400, that 400 is gonna seem a hell of a lot bigger than $10 at the top. That is one way that you can use a high anchor. We've done this in every single medium that you could think of, whether it's in person in the gym where we've had them see, look at phone numbers or our total Instagram count on a sign in our business. But probably the most effective way to use price anchoring is in your actual sales console. So I'm gonna give you this example. So when you're in a sales console and you're selling something like small group personal training, like is the product that we sell our program for about $45 per session. If I just produce that number and people don't have an anchor, I don't trust that they're gonna see how valuable this really is. Because people have, when they have no anchor, they're really comparing to whatever they knew before this. And we generally get a lot of clients that have come from Planet Fitness, come from CrossFit gyms, or come from, you know, whatever the franchise F45 Orange Theory is. Their anchor is typically $10 a month or $200 a month on the high end. And now we're selling a product that's $300, $400 a month. They're anchored with a really low number. We're selling a really high number. It's gonna seem that much bigger. When I present our price, I always make a point to start with, I'm sure you know that most personal training programs charge about $100, $150 per hour. I'm like, yeah, I know, that's why I don't do it. Then I'm gonna say, well, the nice thing about our program is that we do small group training and we do it for about $45 an hour. Is that reasonable? So by dropping that anchor verbally, I've reset their anchor to say, we offer the same service, but a third of the cost. So this is a way that you can use pricing psychology to drop anchors and make people see your price as more reasonable compared to whatever else is out there in the marketplace. So if you apply these pricing psychology tips and tricks, you will always be able to get more bang for your buck when it comes to selling your personal training services, and you're gonna get a hell of a lot less pushback on price.